I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. As attention turns to Omaha for the start of the final spring championship with Division I baseball, last weekend brought a dramatic finish to the season for outdoor track and field. From Eugene, Oregon, the D1 men's finals saw the Georgia Bulldogs claim their first ever title in the sport, led by junior Denzel Comanencia, who took home individual titles in both the hammer throw and shot put. For the D1 women, it was a close battle between the top three finishers, with Stanford and Georgia separated by just 1 point to start the final day. But the third-place Trojans from Southern California leapfrogged to first with a photo finish win in the final event, the 4x400 relay, to claim their second outdoor title. It's USC's 106th school national title. In Division II, the women from Lincoln University of Missouri won three events and racked up 60 points on their way to winning their eighth title in the sport. For the D2 men, it was the Hogs from Texas A&M Kingsville that relied on four individual titles to raise their first outdoor track and field trophy. And in Division III, congratulations go to the Purple Raiders men from Mount Union for their second program title. For the D3 women, a first-ever tie makes UMass Boston and George Fox University from Oregon co-champions for 2018. Coming up, more title news on This Week in the NCAA. The NCAA rowing titles for 2018 found homes after championship action for all three divisions in Sarasota, Florida. The Division I title was claimed by the California Golden Bears for the second time in 3 years. The Broncos from Central Oklahoma raised their first ever rowing trophy in D2. And in Division III, the Bates Bobcats rowed their way to back-to-back national titles and their third trophy in 4 years. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.